And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time once again to visit with Casey Williamson. She's with Green Country Village Senior Living Community. And you look all festive 4th of July today.
Yes, yes. It's Wacky Wednesday. It's Firecracker. So it is red, white, and blue with some bling. So that's what I'm doing today. And It adds a little fun to celebrate.
Now, the residents do this, too. They join you in all this madcap fun.
Yeah. It's our associates and residents, and then we decorate our community. And so it just adds some fun and festivities for the 4th of July, which, like I told you earlier, July 1st snuck up on me.
Ooh, yeah.
It was, June, I think, existed. I think it flew by.
It did. People were kind of, going outside, and things just went at the speed of light almost.
It is. So I told you, I was like, I've got the radio show tomorrow. So I'm glad I remembered, and I'm glad to be here. I'm smiling underneath my mask. So
you're doing great. Now, some great news out there at Green Country. We don't have patient zero yet.
Well, we've been really healthy and happy so far.
Yes.
And so we're really grateful for the vigilance of our staff and our residents.
The residents that know how to take care of themselves. They're the ones that are stepping up. And the staff, of course, you have to. But they've been through so many things in their life and time. And they know that the personal responsibility is a big thing.
They do. That's what is so right, Tom, because they'll say, we've been through, depression. They've been through wars with their spouses going to war and rationing and all that. So it's really nice to see that perspective and their positive attitude and just it's really great, really great.
Now, I understand that internally residents are having a little bit more fun. They're connecting a little bit more, but safely under CDC guidelines and everything else. Even more smiles.
Yes. Yeah, so we are managed by Life Care Services, which is a national group. They manage over 150 senior living. And they have a playbook for us to help open safely within our community.
Yeah.
Whereas Bartlesville and the state's opening a little differently than we are. Mm-hmm. But we do depend on those numbers in our state and in our county to decrease for us to open up internally. And so since Bartlesville has been doing well, we've been able to open up internally. So we can have small group activities. We can, it's just a little bit more interactive. Of course, we're following the CDC and Oklahoma Department of Health guidelines.
Nothing's going to slip.
And so so it's been really fun. We still have our doorway devotionals. We're still doing doorway bingo. But now we can do small groups like Wii Bowling, movie night. We've been doing exercise class. So a lot of fun things going on.
You know, that Wii game is pretty fun.
Oh, my God.
And you know something? I know seniors who have gotten really good at some of those Wii games. They love that competition, friendly competition.
It is. Oh, it's hilarious. So a lot of them had never played. And once they started playing, man, it is competitive. We have a couple of bowling teams. And it's strikes and spares. I mean, there's no gutter balls. Now, I would be gutter ball crazy. So I'm not willing to play any of our residents. That's the truth. But it's a lot of fun, lots of hooping and hollering. We're still delivering ice cream truck and doing happy hour door to door, which is fun. And so, we're making the best of it. And for me, it's nice because I'm really getting to know the residents because it's a slower pace. So I'm really getting to spend more time with them.
Quality
nice.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed. Now, if you have a parents, plural, hopefully, who are of a certain age, maybe the house is getting a little too much for them, the yard's getting a little too much of them, and you're hearing how the residents at Green Country Village are getting along and actually making the best of really not a good situation with COVID-19, and yet they're still having a sense of community, they're still having a sense of fun, there's a good spirit there. You might want to to give Casey a call and maybe set up something on the computer where people can actually take a kind of a virtual tour this time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm happy to email and text you a video of an apartment or a community. We're starting to add those to our website.
Yes.
So you can go in, I think it's under gallery, and just kind of take a look at apartments. I think I need to put up one of the inside of the community. I've sent some to residents, but I haven't put it up on the website yet. But you can kind of get a feel for what we have to offer.
And it's a lot. It really is.
It is. And it, we're busy. We are busy all the time, even though it's just internally, because we're still on restrictions for the safety of our residents. Yeah. But so just go ahead and take a look on our website or give me a holler, and I'm happy to send you something. If you know in particular that you know that mom might need assisted living, I can certainly do a FaceTime with you, whatever you need.
And if mom or dad or mom and dad are listening right now and they're thinking, you know, we're looking for an alternative. We still have energy. We still have a lot of activity. You know, we still like to converse and have fun with our friends. Well, guess what? That's why it's called a community.
Right.
Because it's almost like a town, really.
It really is because we have a convenience store and a salon. We have a chapel club room, so it's like a little town.
Yeah, and you also have individual apartments there, and those are nice. Now, before COVID-19, Casey was nice enough to give me a tour of the grounds inside and out, and she showed me the staycation apartment. Now, that's something that we really can't do right now, but I think, is that the one that's on the computer right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This will give you a real feel for what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, it has all the comforts of home, except you're not walking for miles.
Right, right.
And everything is right there within reach instead of, oh, my gosh, I got to pull that out.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to cook, you can certainly do that. And if you want to have a meal alternatively served,
That's right. Yeah, and the staycation, it is fully furnished, so it gives you a good idea of, like, scale of furniture.
Sure, like where your stuff's going to go when
where
you move
stuff,
in.
Oh, my couch is about that size, or my bed is a queen bed like that one. That would look great there. So it's helpful. Empty apartments are great, and I have a couple on like that, but it's nice to see furniture in it. It's just really helpful.
Oh, yeah. It turns the light on in your imagination.
Right.
Take a look out the window. Hey, look at that view.
Yeah. So it's really helpful for our resident, for our prospective residents to see it.
Now, we're talking about a very safe, yet fun-filled community here. And I think that a lot of people are looking at safety, and the record speaks for itself.
Yes.
We're clean.
We're excited. But one thing that I'm hearing when I'm calling people at home is, especially if they don't drive, they are feeling a little more isolated or depending on people to bring them food or snacks, that kind of stuff. And so one thing that we've been able to do with our transportation is we are able to take our residents to essential appointments. They can go to the bank. They can, you know, they can go to doctors, dentists, eye appointments. And so that
they get helped out that way too?
Yes.
Wow,
so
what a nice plus.
It really is. And so it helps our residents not feel dependent on a family member, caregiver, and they just sign up at the front desk. And so that helps that feeling of, oh, I don't want to call my daughter. I don't want to call my son. But let me just sign up because Tuesday at 2 is my appointment, and we'll take you there safely, bring you home safely. And so that's another plus that we're offering right now.
Indeed. That is really something special. You know, you were talking about some of your small group activities and what have you, safely distance and everything. Since those are a little bit more, you know, happening a bit more regularly,
safety.
I can just imagine, you know, seeing some of the residents I was introduced to and how much fun that they must be having.
Oh, yeah, it's really great. And they're appreciating it. Very grateful people and wonderful people. And one of the things, since we can't have people in, because usually what I like to do is have a brunch or, you know, a cocktail party or something and invite people in Green Country.
Sure, yeah.
We can't do that right now.
Not now.
Not now. But we are having a few webinars that are coming up. Some of you may have already gotten something in the mail from Green Country Village. But it is a three-part webinar, and it is the series is more about like moving. So if you're at home now and you're not getting out a lot, you might start considering how you might get your house ready. Mm-hmm. So on July 14th, Carolyn Boulding is a real estate agent here. Uh-huh. And so she's going to be talking about things to do now to spruce up your home if you're ready to move in a year or two. Some things that you need to do and maybe some things that you don't need to do because whoever moves in is probably going to do it. Why waste your time and money? But also, what are some things that will really bring that house price up for you?
Oh, good. Very good. Because, you know, you really want to, you live there, you want to get the most for your investment as you exit. I mean, that's what it's all about, is the resale.
Yeah, resale. And also not feel so overwhelmed of, oh my gosh, I've got to put all, you know, new appliances or whatever. So she'll walk us through what is the most appropriate way for you to get your house ready to sell. And then on July 28th, Greta Jean, she is a home organizer. She does interior decorating. She's helped me before, but she's going to talk about what to start getting rid of. How can you get rid of things? How a home organizer can help you? Because I know for me, I can get all the stuff like in for Goodwill or to take to the library or school, but then what do I do with it after that? Mm-hmm. And a home organizer can like do the footwork for you and say and help you organize and say, I'll take this to, you know, to donate. Let's sell this in an estate sale. And then let me help you measure your furniture for your new apartment at Green Country or something like that. So she's going to walk us through how to get our house organized and downsized.
Wonderful. That is something I guess a lot of people really don't think of because, we've moved before. Well, sometimes you've been in that house for 20, 30 years, and it's been a while since you moved.
Yep, that's the overwhelming thing that I hear from a lot of prospective residents is, oh, I've got so much stuff. And then on August 4th, Lori Roll of Phoenix Insurance, she has a program called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate? And it is getting how to disperse those sentimental items. Who gets grandmother's wedding ring? Who gets grandfather's watch from when he was retired? Those emotional decisions. Who gets the house? Or so those big sentimental, emotional decisions that people have to decide when they're downsizing, when they're moving from a place to a smaller place. And so she's going to be presenting that on August 4th. Mm-hmm. And so all that information is on the website at www.greencountryvillage.com. Or you can call me and I can get you set up and I'll email you the link to the webinars.
Folks, take advantage of that one. I can tell you that right now because, it takes a lot of just get to that point to start doing that, you know, because you really don't want to get off your mark on that because, you know, you still want to have a lot of those things that, you know, you're ready. I'm telling you, there's a family I know where the siblings are not talking to each other over a stupid cuckoo clock.
You know, and that's what they're going to talk about is how you as maybe the parent can decide or you as the child can walk through this with your siblings and and still speak at Thanksgiving.
We're talking with Casey Williams, and she's with the Green Country Village Senior Living Community, and the webinars that are coming up. You had a couple. Did we miss a third one? Did I miss a third one?
That's the Grandma's Yellow Pie Place. Yeah, that's on August 4th. So August we have 4th, a real estate agent. We have a downsizer, and then we have someone to deal with your emotional stuff. So
I lost count.
That's all right. It's a lot of numbers. So
it is.
So, but I invite you to come visit with me about any decisions that you want to make for moving, or that you need assistance with your parents or loved ones. Please, I would love to visit with you.
All righty. How can they get a hold of you?
335-2086, or the website is greencountryvillage.com.
All right, Casey, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 14.